Here we go.
Are you ready?
1, 2, 3.
Woo! Leanne Hanifin. Weekday mornings from 10 on 98FM.
This weekend, it is Electric Picnic weekend. How did we make it this far already into the year? Now, yesterday, some very lucky media people got a sneak peek into the campsite as well. It looks very cool. It's up on socials. Also, though, we kind of have the Child of Prague out because of that weather and what we're hearing of the weather to be this weekend. But we're not going to worry about that whatsoever because our very own festival fanatic, Brendan O'Loughlin, is here with some tips, some tricks about all things festivals.
I've got some tips here, right? So I've broken these down into the basics. Then we've got health and wellness, practical stuff. And clever bits.
I'm obsessed.
Right?
Okay. I love the organisation.
So let's start with the basics. The walk in to Electric Picnic. Now, you know, it's a bit of a schlep. It's a trek. It's a pilgrimage in itself.
Yeah.
I haven't actually done that in years with the tent on my back and the carrying the bags in each hand. But what I have seen, what's changed since I've last done that walk is, have you seen these trolleys that people get?
The wagons.
The wagons. Is that what they're called?
They are brilliant.
Yeah. So my first tip today is if you are camping in a general camping site at Electric Picnic, get yourself a trolley / wagon to drag all your stuff from the car park into the festival site. What I would suggest is, if it is within your means and it's not sold out, I would say if you can glamp.
Don't, I'd be all for that.
I think we're all past this having to put a tent up and carry a tent in and out and all that stuff, right? Or if you do, if you are going with a tent, make sure it's a decent one.
Okay.
I think make sure it's got two layers so that the rain's not going to get through. And the most crucial thing with the basics for me is to bring a pillow. It's going to make feeling like sleeping in a tent, it's going to make you feel like you're in a hotel.
Okay.
Right?
That, yes.
In my opinion. Bring an eye mask. It's critical. The tents are bright. So you're going to wake up early in the morning, even though you've only gone to bed an hour or two beforehand.
Mm-hmm.
If you have an eye mask on the eyes, you're going to trick your brain into thinking it's still dark outside.
That's
You'll
very
sleep longer.
Clever.
Right? Earplugs so you don't hear the tent next to you singing Wonderwall for the 675th time.
Nobody wants that.
No one wants that. Health and wellness is up next.
Oh, love it.
Look, bottles of water. Baracas, electrolytes. I always love every year when you overhear somebody at the tent beside you being like, you can't take too many electrolytes or like, you know, you'll be sick or whatever. I'm like, did you see what you put into yourself last night? You weren't too concerned then.
Yes.
So bottles of water, baracas, electrolytes. Now, snacks are very important.
Yes.
Cereal bars are great, breakfast bars. I love a Rice Krispie Square.
That reminds me of being a kid.
They're really handy for a festival. And I bring two. I bring the plain kind of vanilla ones.
Yeah.
They're breakfast. And then the chocolate ones are a snack for later in the day because there's a bit more going on.
Okay, and they're easy to carry around as well. They're light.
Yeah, they are. Yeah. Practical stuff, it is all about the weather. And as you mentioned there, there is a threat of the tail end of, is it a hurricane?
That's what I'm hearing.
No, so I don't know. And look, we don't ever know until we're about a day away or the day of, right? But wellies, sturdy boots, they will have you just covered for whatever. I would go with a sturdy boot over a wellie. The wellies rub. And you don't want blisters.
Oh, a bit of chafe.
I find that they chafe the foot.
Yeah.
Personally.
Okay. So we're going with boots.
I would double sock and sturdy boot over welly, right? Layers. Because it can go from being really hot to really cold all in the one day. You need a properly waterproof raincoat, not showerproof. You need
and
waterproof.
The ponchos, are we saying yes or no to them?
I would say yes to, again, a thick poncho.
Thick
a
one.
Good quality poncho.
Yeah.
And of course, it can be rain in 1 minute and roast in the next. You need factor 50 for all your extremities and a cap. Because if, like me, you might burn the top of your head.
Okay.
Right?
And the SPF for every single day, even if it's cloudy.
Even
we're
if it's cloudy. 365 days a year, Leanne.
Yep.
And then the clever bits. You may have seen this tip going around. The lock screen of your phone. Before you go, in case you lose your phone, you can save a new lock screen on your phone and type your name, a little message to say, hi, if you found my phone, these are my other friends at Electric Picnic. Stick their names and their mobile numbers so that even if your phone's locked, if someone finds it, they can call your friends and get it back to you.
Such a good idea.
Use the Electric Picnic app to figure out who you want to go and see. Favorite them, star them, and then you will get like a little ding, ding, ding reminder that Chapel Rowan's playing in 10 minutes and you will give yourself, so you won't miss anyone because we're all having the chat and the crack.
Of course.
And you get sidetracked. So if you use the app, favorite all the people you want to see, you shouldn't miss any of them. Stock your house before you leave of all the nice bits for when you get home and you're wrecked.
Yes.
That the fridge is full of all your favorite things so that you'll just be nice to yourself.
Yeah.
And if you can, I would say at least book the Monday and the Tuesday off work.
Oh, and that is my favorite tip you
go
have
back
brought
on the
this
Wednesday.
Morning.
There you go.
Brendan O'Loughlin, thank you so much for that.
Leanne Hanifin on 98FM.
You know us here on 98FM. We love our music, okay? But if you're anything like me, you also love a bit of chocolate. And nothing better than combining the two, because this is absolutely hilarious. So Galaxy, the people who made the Galaxy bars, have actually released a song. And they are claiming that this song makes chocolate taste even better when you eat it, right? Big statement. So they've gone and teamed up with a composer and a sound expert. So they've done all their credentials, you know, from the University of Bristol. And a song has been written called Sweetest Melody. This is the song in question that apparently, when you listen to it, makes chocolate taste even better when you're eating it. Have a little listen. Oh yeah, it's very soothing. Very calm, very peaceful. Well, listen, I mean, I kind of get it. I also feel like I'm listening to an advert for a Galaxy bar. Now, the science behind this, right? Because I know you'll be interested. Dr. Natalie is the woman in charge of all of this. And she says that melodic, smooth music in a major key enhances the sweetness and silkiness, which, of course, we know a Galaxy bar to be. And also, for the music nerds, including myself, the slow tempo of 78 beats per minute enhances the creaminess of the bar. Now listen, this full song, right, Sweetest Melody, is 67 seconds long. Why? Because apparently that is the exact time it takes for a square of chocolate to melt in your mouth. Now, look, I can't just tell you. I need to put this to the test. So, as you can hear, some rattling. There you go. I have been handed, for complete research purposes only, a Galaxy bar to actually put this to the test. Okay, let's break off a square. And I'm going to have to eat this and also listen to Sweetest Melody and see if it actually does taste nicer. Okay. Oh, yeah, I'm getting the sweetness. So silky. Oh, and that cream as well. Oh. Okay, I think the science might be right. My mouth is also full of chocolate right now. If you have a Galaxy bar anywhere nearby, put this to the test. Also, though, listening to that song reminds me of another song. I want to know if you know what it is. 087 798 9898 if it reminds you of anything. One more listen. Any song by a really famous artist that comes to mind when you hear that? Because as soon as I heard it, I said, that sounds like something else. If you can get it, I will send you a Galaxy bar myself.
Leanne Hanifin on 98FM.
It is Leanne Hanifin with you, and we're talking about Sweetest Melody instead. This is a brand new song that Galaxy have released, which apparently makes chocolate taste even better when you're eating it. It goes something like this. You can see how that would be, right? Real calming, smooth music, slow tempo, enhancing the sweetness and silkiness of a Galaxy bar. I've done the taste test. I would say, yeah, it's probably in and around scientific somewhat. However, when I listened to this song, I heard something different. Another song. And I was asking you if you heard any similarities as well. 087 798 9898. It's been interesting because the song that was in my head that it sounds like, nobody has said yet. But there's been loads of other suggestions as to what it sounds like. So the song that I thought it was, and I'm going to just preface this by saying I'm a massive fan of Take That, specifically Gary Barlow. If you know one of his songs called Open Road, very well-known song of his, I thought it sounded like that, which goes like this. Similar, right? You may hear it now that you're actually listening to that. Also, great song. But like I say, nobody came in with a Gary Barlow suggestion. Plenty more. Gary's been in touch and said that he can hear this song. Okay. Would not have thought of Fatboy Slim and Praise You, but now that I'm hearing it, I'm like, oh, there are similarities in that for sure. Audrey also has sent us a voice note of what she can hear.
Oh, if it ain't America, all my life, oh.
Sorry. Audrey, you sound brilliant. Razorlight America. One of those forgotten about songs. Again, yeah, I get that too. Couple of suggestions as well for this song. Of course. Rosemary sent that in. Craig as well. Yeah, I'm getting hints of that. But what I will say is the song that the most people apparently can hear when they hear the Galaxy song, which again goes like... And I'm afraid to play it because it's this. And that is all you're getting because it is still only August.
Leanne Hanifin, weekdays from 10 a.m. Yeah. On 98 FM.